Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam hopes to avoid calling a special session to fix the state's drunk driving laws. But he says the possibility of losing $60 million if the state doesn't might just force him to do so. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The problem is the state's blood alcohol limit for 18 to 20-year-olds. Federal highway authorities say it has to be 0.02, but Tennessee lawmakers raised it to 0.08 earlier this year. Washington plans to dock Tennessee's highway funds if the state doesn't bring the limit back down by October 1st. That's got Haslam's attention.
So one way or another, we have to figure out a way to not do that. I mean, $60 million is a lot of money.
State lawmakers say they didn't know about the federal government's policy when they raised the blood alcohol limit for young adults. They were actually trying to toughen the penalties for underage DUIs by adding jail time. Haslam hopes to convince federal authorities to hold off until lawmakers reconvene in January. He says Tennessee's infrastructure needs are too big to punish the state for an oversight. But he'd go along with a special session if that's what it takes to keep the money. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.
Haslam was also asked by reporters if a special session were called, could it include a debate over expelling Franklin Republican Jeremy Durham? The governor said he favors limiting the scope to transportation funding, but that decision hasn't been made.